This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
My dad taught me a lot, including how easy it is to forget to cancel things. So I downloaded Experian, my BFF, big financial friend. Experian could help me cancel my unused subscriptions and lower my bills, saving me hundreds a year. Get started with the Experian app today. Your big financial friend's here to help you save smarter. Results will vary. Not all bills or subscriptions eligible. Savings not guaranteed. $631 a year. Average savings with 1+ negotiations and 1+ cancellations. Paid membership with connected payment account required. See Experian.com for details.
Experian.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems. Welcome to The Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Herbert the Pervert. How are you doing today?
Doing quite swell.
You got some popsicles down by the cellar? Or?
Indeed I do, Chris. Why don't you come on down to the cellar and find out?
That's so good. It's a little hidden talent of mine.
Yeah,
I love it.
He's even
much
got
practice.
The whistle.
Party trick.
Perfect.
Yeah, party trick. But no basements and cellars.
That's too bad.
So really, it's Hollywood, as you know. And well, we just got it out in from being out in the blind, part two, and so. In the last episode, if you didn't get a chance, go back and listen. We had a really good chat with Joey Visser, and we talked about, well, we won't get into that. You'll just have to go back and listen. And then we did talk about getting back out into the blind the following morning. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Ended up being a pretty good day, so we'll let him tell that story. Hollywood's got an adventurous story to tell about
his we gotta hear about
weekend.
This.
So we'll get to that one a little bit later. But so yeah, welcome everybody. If you're you can watch the video version of this episode on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel, so make sure you head on over. Give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell. Boom! So you can be up to date on all things archery. And of course, if you're listening, give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do.
Hey, Jesse. Jesse, don't forget your peeps and your poops. Come on, Jesse.
That's too good. I don't understand that, brother.
It's pretty wild.
Oh, my goodness.
All the times practicing that in your vehicle on your drives or something.
Yeah.
In front of the mirror.
No, I think it's just at work. I mean, that's what we do here. We don't ship out rests or anything. We just call each other from the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on down here.
But, yeah, pretty excited to have this discussion. This is just kind of a last minute kind of decision. Weren't sure if you were even still going to be here or not. It was just like, well, hey, let's see if we can. We talked about doing a remote episode, but since you're here and we can have this discussion, we figured we'd try to hammer it out today. So appreciate you coming.
Absolutely.
Down
thanks again for having me again. Yeah. I keep procrastinating. I was just telling you, I think I'll just keep finding another thing to do before, so I don't have to leave.
Yeah. If only we had something cool here that you could, you know, aside from us, that you would make you want to move here.
Yeah, there's not a lot here.
Then you wouldn't have to go
back.
Not
much. I mean.
But, yeah, so we went out this morning, which was really cool. It was just going to be me and Damon, but since Joey was here, he came and joined us. So that was fun. We had a good time in the blind, but unfortunately, the birds were not really cooperative. We've had rain pretty much most of the day yesterday and then all morning, and it's kind of hoping that once the rain died down a little bit they'd start responding, but no luck. I mean, they're nowhere to be found. I have no idea where they are. Mm-mm. So the weather kind of got them a little boogered up there for us. But
I think I heard that there is a couple killed out there like in the last few days.
Oh yeah,
so
for sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that too.
Yeah. Rumor has it.
Yeah.
So, and we'll get into that. So why don't we just jump in? Once again, everybody, we have Mr. Joey Visser here, and of course, Damon from All for One Creative. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Absolutely.
So let's tell this story about how things.
It's
went
a little bit
down.
Of a better story than the last pod that we had.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Looking forward to it.
So went from zeros to heroes. Within a day.
We did.
Plural.
So, huge shout out to the landowner and you, Ricky. I appreciate you guys for having us out to that property. So, maybe we'll just start right off the bat. I mean, all five of us. We had five of us, 3 in your blind, 2 in our blind. Griffin Lavig, one of Dan and I and Ricky's and Hollywood's, our buddy. We got in there pretty early. The weather was good, but it was super windy. And I don't know. I'm not a huge turkey hunter. I don't know if wind's bad or not for turkeys, but I mean, we heard a gobble right off the bat, Griffin and I, right when we sat down, and the birds were still in the roost, but we could tell they were probably 600, 500 yards away. We barely heard it. And
before we go too far, I just want to talk real quick about the discussion we had the night before. And it was when I finally found out where Johnny had his blind set up in relation to where my blind was set up, we realized that they were fairly close together,
right.
So we're trying to formulate kind of like, how are we going to make this work, you know? And so we figure the turkeys always kind of typically come from the same direction, and so we wanted to put Joey and Griffin in between us and the birds. So it was me and the landowner and then Damon sitting in the far blind, and then we were doing the calling, which strategically was probably the better way to go, and it did work out. But we didn't even really find out until this morning that you guys couldn't even hear our call.
I couldn't. That's how windy it was. Yeah. I mean, you guys were what, 100 yards from us?
Not even.
And we couldn't even hear the calls at all.
80 yards or something like that. And you couldn't even hear them. So, and we couldn't hear you guys calling. We couldn't hear any gobbles. I'll let you.
Yeah.
Moving.
No,
on.
It's fine.
But
I mean,
on the map, I wrote the blind that was going to be shooting thwack.
Yep.
And then in our blind was the cluck, cluck, cluck. And
it worked out. It did work out
from there.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll just say this right off the bat. Griffin was just, he was going to film. I mean, sole purpose was Griffin was wanted to come hang out with us, and he was going to film, right? So we had the camera set up in there and also the DJI Ronin, right?
Action 5.
Action 5, whoops. Mm. The Action 5.
It's like a GoPro style camera.
Yeah.
And has a wide angle, so we put that behind us, got everything, and then we had the FX3 with the 200 to 600 lens. And right off the bat, the decoys were like, I think it was only like 7.5 yards, 8 yards, and it was tight. And so we start seeing the birds work off in the far field, and that field's got to be like, what, 700 yards away, 800 yards away, I would assume. And they start working their thing. A tractor starts driving around, and that kind of pushes them over a little bit. So we got kind of fired up. That's when the nerves started kind of kicking in a little bit. And there were like probably – how many Jakes were the Jakes you went after? How many were in that group?
Well, there had to be 7 or 8.
Yeah, there was. That's what we saw first, and they were kind of on the right-hand side, almost where we couldn't even see them. There was 7 or 8 Jakes. And then we saw a couple hens come up and over, and then – right off the bat, before we even saw the other Jake, or excuse me, the other toms farther away, the two toms that we ended up getting on film, they started just slowly working their way over, and then they got to the fence, and they were kind of going back and forth, ended up crawling underneath. And at this point, it's like, all right, like it's getting real. We heard them right when they crossed the fence, they gobbled, and they almost started working down a little bit, like go away from us. Griffin gave him a couple sequences, and they head on a swivel, came right back down. And in the footage, if you guys watch it, you'll see the first bird, the other bird was probably 10, 15 yards behind it. That first bird just started sprinting, like right at the decoys. Mud was coming off of his feet. And
You got the show.
Oh, my gosh. Got everything. I mean, like I was talking to Damon, I got to see everything a turkey hunter wants to see on this trip except beating the decoy. But besides the point. So both those birds start coming in, and I was talking about it on the last podcast, like I just start shaking like big time. And you know, you never think a bird's going to do that to you, but the damnedest if it doesn't. I mean, I was fired up, started shaking. I see Griffin over there on the camera, his left hand, he's shaking. And that's what really got me. It's like Griffin has a lot more experience than me in this stuff, right? So when I see Griffin like start to get worked up, I'm like, oh man, here we go.
Just a bird.
I swear I kept telling myself that after we were talking just a about bird. In my mind, I was like, dude, it's just a bird, just a bird. So they get up to the decoy, and they didn't even – we had the Jake out, didn't we?
Yeah, you had a laydown hen and a quarter strut Jake avian X.
Yeah, they could have cared less about the Jake, which baffled me. I mean, both of them immediately went to the hen, and they kind of got on top of each other. I'd say it was about 30 seconds after both toms got there, I drew. Griffin had the camera on him. It was picture perfect, but the wind was ripping from my right to left, and I'm just going to say, on the other podcast I talked about, I missed a turkey, and I probably skimmed its hair on its head, right? And in the whole time, a minute and a half I was drawn. So the whole time during that, I was thinking to myself, like, I had time to think, I don't want to aim right, miss right, because I'm going to be pissed at myself. I know the wind's ripping, but then again, it's only 9.5, 10 yards. So, like, I was playing this mind battle. Like for like the whole minute and a half, I'm like, do I aim right? Hopefully I hit on its head, or do I just aim true? Back and forth. And the turkeys were kind of just doing this number across and cross. And one would get on the decoy, flap it off, then the other one would go back on it. And so that whole minute and a half I was drawn, I just like, you can hear it in the video. I'm like, all right, Griffin, left one. No, right one. No, left one, right one. And just going back and forth. And then finally, one of them kind of just went, I'd say 3 yards to the right, 4 yards to the right. And the other one was just on top of that hen. I'm like, he's like, okay, on the decoy. And I don't know, for whatever reason, last second, I'm like, I'm going to hold true. And I think I was a smidgen low, but I hit like 3 inches left with that decap. So like a horrible shot by me. Like I'll just say that right now. It was just with the decap rod head at least, right? Yeah. You don't want to aim for the neck, the head. Smacked the body, right? And you guys said it sounded like I hit the blind. Is that what you were saying?
It was a loud, it was like pow, and I'm like, right away I was like, man, I hope he didn't hit the blind. That's what that sounded like.
Yeah, because you texted me probably 15-20 minutes before that, like two birds coming in, and I think I said like good luck, and then yeah, like 20 minutes later we're sitting there and I just heard whack, and I was like, okay, I should be getting a call, you know, any minute now. And then that's where,
right, and like Damon said earlier, like when you hit the head, it does not make that sound.
No, when you hit the head, it's not a whack.
And it's like you'll hear.
Yeah. That was good.
I don't think we would have heard it if you had clean head chopped it.
No, and in the moment I didn't hear it, but you got, yeah, like you guys said. But so, no, I hit him, and surprisingly it penetrated like decently good.
Yeah.
And it definitely would have died with that hit, but, you know, I think it was, I counted on the, I think it was 23 seconds after I hit him with that initial arrow. He stepped like 5 or 6 steps back, knocked the mega meat, hammered him, and he died in, I think, 2 seconds. He didn't go a yard.
Yeah.
And so this is where the story gets really awesome. Griffin didn't have his bow, right? He was just going to be filming the whole hunt, hanging out with us, whatever. And I kill that bird, and the other Tom does not care at all. Could care less. He went on the hen, and he started messing with the hen. And we're like, Griffin's like, call him, see if we can shoot this other one. So we call you and the landowner with Damon.
Yeah.
And we're like, I just killed one. This other Tom is still right here. Like, can Griffin shoot it? Ask you guys. And we got the permission. Yes. Absolutely.
Do it.
So I hung up the phone immediately, right? And Griff grabs my bow. He's never even shot it before, right? But we have the same draw length, same everything. Like, we've known that because we've hunted together in the past, Nebraska, whatever. We have the exact everything.
I thought he had his bow. Mm-mm. So this is a whole new...
Yeah, we have, like, our setups are almost exactly the same. And so he knocks an arrow, and this thing is sitting on the decoy. And the whole time, that DJI is still running. So Griffin draws back, but the camera's in front of him. So he has to, like, draw back and then, like, lean way over like this. And you can see in the film, he's, like, way over, and the camera's not really on the turkey because he's on the hen, and then he gets up and kind of just starts meandering away. Then he cuts left again to where Griffin can see him. And I just did one of the numbers. Like, I reached under, like, not in front of the string, obviously. I'd take my hand off, but I reached behind Griffin and just kind of moved the camera. And right, I think Griffin was looking at it in his eye because the display was right there. Right when I got the camera back on the turkey, Griffin hammers it and hits the bird. It's probably a smidgen high, but a really good shot. And he went like 15 yards and died. And then we started freaking out.
You can see in the footage, his arm is like this.
Yeah.
So he's fully collapsed down at
this
point.
He's not back at all. He's like, his arm's almost at like a 90 degree.
There was no back tension.
This whole story is exactly turkey hunting.
Oh,
like you got the leans going on. You got, you're tracking back and forth, left, right, all that stuff.
I mean, and we hit the bird and it died within 15 seconds. And then we just started freaking out.
I love the video when Damon sent that to me, your guys' celebration. Like, it's just, that's classic. I love that.
I love it. And that's like, that's what it's all about right there. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, that experience with family, friends, your loved ones, whatever. And so that was just, that's everything I wanted to experience being in Minnesota for a turkey, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was amazing. So then we call you guys, like, we just doubled up. And we went out and grabbed the decoys and grabbed the birds, put them behind the blind, and then we were just on cloud nine for a while.
Yeah.
And then some more birds kind of started making their way over, you know, to come after you guys. And then, yeah, Damon, I'll let you talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the couple, what was it, 1 or 2 toms?
Yeah.
That started heading towards our blind, but they got out probably 115 and we're walking in front of our blind and they did not care. We called at them a little bit. They didn't care. And they just went straight to the other field, which is fine. You know, it was cool to know you guys shot 2 birds. I don't know. I think that's just part of what they do.
Oh yeah.
You know, right. It's just, I don't think those birds were affected by your guys' kills. I think those birds were just doing their daily routine.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, it was cool.
I feel like maybe some of the activity going on there might have, you know, made them skirt around to the north just a little bit. And that, I mean, mission accomplished by far. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything worked out exactly the way we wanted. We were over there doing our clucking, and you guys were doing the thwacking. And it was awesome. I'm just like, man, I'm so happy for those guys. Like, this is exactly what we wanted to happen. Yes. And the landowner was happy because they, you know, they just planted and the turkeys are already ripping into the plastic and pulling up all the seed and everything like that. So they're getting frustrated and they want to get some birds off of there. So he was excited. I love when a plan comes together that way. And it was just a blast being there with you guys and being able to facilitate that for you too. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. I take just as much pride in watching people have success and just like, I don't know, the celebration, man. It was so cool. Good. It's like one of my favorite things ever. So yeah, congrats on that.
Thank you.
You guys did an awesome job. And so super excited about that. And then, then we went back, like I said, we went back out today, but no luck. Yep. And I think we're going to try to get out again tomorrow. We'll see. But it's supposed to be torrential downpour.
Let's just pray that, because today was supposed to do the same thing, mm-hmm. and it cleared up. So I'm just hoping that it does the same thing tomorrow.
This mm-hmm. afternoon might, like, unfortunately, you're already here, but
yeah,
I bet right now would be golden hour. It's sunny.
Damon might sneak out after the pod.
Yeah, do it.
Definitely should.
We're going out opening day where we called in all those birds to 10 yards for an hour. Yeah. We're going to go back there because we've been hunting it pretty hard. And the last time we hunted, we called in, two or three birds. But they all seemed like hesitant of the blind. Like they just didn't want to come. After that, I was like, let's just take a break. And then that's when we went and shot yours. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been in there in probably 2 days. So, and then I got
a photo.
I got a stealth cam pick of a Tom like sub 3 yards in front of the blind. So that kind of shows me like maybe they're coming back. But what happens is it's literally just a swamp and like woods completely around the swamp. And these birds just do circles around the swamp all day long.
Yeah.
And if the birds are like in your, honestly, it doesn't even matter where the birds are if they're in your section, I would actually prefer them to be 300 or 400 yards away so we can get in the blind because it's such thick cover.
Yeah, it's so loud getting in there.
But when it rains and then after it's raining, I think it kind of elevates that. But every time we've gone in there at like noon and I yelp, I mean, there's like 10 that get fired up. And the last 2 sits we've sat, we've called them in. And just all the pieces haven't aligned yet, but hopefully now so I can get in there and fill my tag.
I think around noon, like right now, would probably be a good time. Like again, I just was asking if it's still raining, and it's like, it's sunny out right now. They're probably gonna be moving for sure now.
It'll be good. Mm-hmm. It'll be good.
Hopefully you have them out there.
You guys will probably see them out there, right, strutting right by the blind.
Yeah, the mistake we made. What was it? 2 days ago when we were in there, the mistake we made was we called. And we were still a decent ways away. And then we just barreled in there because we didn't hear anything. And then Damon was going to set up the decoys. And he's like,
2 toms poked their head right at me. It's like either one way or the other. Because to me, like, I don't want to go and sit if I'm not hearing them gobble there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
right.
at the same time, when you call, a turkey is going to come to your call.
Right.
And we were... When we called, we were probably 150, 200 yards from the blind. So that bird was coming, like, it was probably going to walk right past the blind to get to where he heard us calling. So today, we're going in, getting in the blind before I even make a peep. Because as I was setting the decoys, the Tom poked his head up and was, like, checking me out as I was setting the decoys up. And then I think that's why the rest of the evening they were kind of hesitant of the setup.
He's pulling like the Homer Simpson where he comes like out of the bushes and then right back in. He's like, yeah, I know this trick.
I've seen you a couple times.
But I've never in my like 3 or 4 years of turkey hunting, I've never had a spot where I could get midday birds that fired up. Like it's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wouldn't even go and hunt that spot in the morning because we've gone there in the morning and there's nothing. You don't see birds. You don't hear them. And then noon, and it's just like Jurassic Park.
It's unreal.
It is. Like, it's stupid. So hopefully...
Let's hope we can make it happen today.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can get in there and film my tag. I'd like to film my tag so then, like, the rest of the season I can just film and, like, have fun doing creative stuff. That's, like, my goal.
And I want to be here for it so bad.
Yeah.
Like, just be a part of it. After all, you know, Damon's done all form creative. Everything's done for me. You mm-hmm. guys have done for me. I want to do what I can to help you guys, too, you know.
So. Mm-hmm. And that was your first bird, right?
Yeah, it was.
That's so sweet. That's awesome. So awesome.
Oh, man.
Get to come here and tag out.
So fun.
It's wild right now because I'm thinking about it, and it hasn't even, we're not even a week into Minnesota.
Nope.
Turkey season, and it feels like it's been going for a month.
I was telling him that. I'm like, once Ricky kills one, once I kill one, and like once like a couple of my other buddies kill one, like turkey season's like done. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah. And I've been here since, I don't know, what has been a week and a 2 days or something.
Yeah. You've been here because you got here 2 days before season started.
Yeah.
And now we're a week into season. Yeah. You've been here over a week.
Yeah. And Damon yesterday, he was like, dude, it feels like you've been here for like 3 months.
Yeah. Because there's been so many parts of like this hunt and the story and, our time together in Minnesota where it's, it feels like a long time, not like anything against you.
No, yeah, that's what I
did. Damon, you're running a decap as well?
When we go to the blind today, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Couple because arrows.
It'll be, I'm bringing a quiver full. Because it'll be tight quarters again, and if we can get the birds to come in tight, I mean, they're going to be at 7 yards, 7-8 yards, so.
Yeah.
Should we talk about your little story yesterday, or?
Oh, yeah, we can.
All right.
So I have a, you want me to just hop right into it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a spot where we've had this bird patterned, and me and that bird have not connected together yet. And I've been waiting for the moment me and that bird match wits. And yesterday after church was that time. So I'm wearing my jeans and my green button-up t-shirt, and it's turkey season, so I always have a bow in my truck. You never know. And I was talking to Griffin about this last night. I feel like I'm a really spur of the moment type of guy where like my success doesn't really come from like good, well set up hunts. It's always like, there's a bird, let's go, you know, chase it. And I always get myself in these predicaments. So the bird had two hens. He was henned up. He was just in this field strutting. And I could tell the hens were kind of working my way towards my property. So I quick, like got out of the truck. I kneeled down under the truck because there was no way to park my truck without those birds seeing me. So I parked, shut the truck off, and then got on my knees and then grabbed my bow, put my bino harness on like under the truck pretty much so they couldn't see me. And then I crawled down the driveway to see, like glass them, see where they were heading. And then once I saw they were heading towards the corner that I can get to, I like was like, okay, I got to cut them off. So basically from my truck to where I army crawled, I got behind this grain bin. And I called these two hens into sub 10 yards, which is super cool. And I thought this Tom was going to come in and like walk right past me. And these hens were at 10 yards for probably 15 minutes. And I'm just sitting there. And it was really cool. Like, I wish I did have a camera guy with me because I'm like in my jeans, button up, and I'm literally hiding behind the I'm hiding behind the tire. So I'm like underneath the tire like this with my bow knocked. And I'm like peeking up. And then going down, and then, you know, I'd face the other way and I'd yelp the opposite direction to try and get them to go that direction. And I mean, if the Tom would have read the hen script, it would have been like the coolest, like whitetail adrenaline type turkey hunt I've ever been a part of. Cause it was like, I was doing it like raw and old school.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, these hens were at 10 yards. So any little movement I made or any noise I made, my feet were going numb, so I was like trying to move them a little bit so they wouldn't go numb. And I think the hens busted me, and because the one hen started just
like a chicken.
Yeah. And the Tom didn't like that, so he hung up at probably 35-40 yards, which I'm confident with that shot. And the hens kind of worked off after kind of panicking a little bit, and the Tom was like, I don't like this situation. So he like deflated from strut, turned around and started walking away very slowly. So I drew back behind the grain bin, popped out, put my pin like right on his head, and shot just over him. And he kind of like ducked, like when he heard the arrow hit the wood line, he like ducked and like looked around and then kind of started walking away. Wouldn't say he was running, wouldn't say he was walking slow. We'll say he was doing a, I don't like that, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge, but I'm not like panicking getting the hell out of Dodge. It's hard to explain.
Right.
And trotting.
Yeah, he was kind of trotting. And then the hens followed him. They stopped at the corner and were kind of looking around, and then they went into the woods. Rightfully so. They just got shot at.
and
so,
the Tom never like saw you, right?
No, the Tom never made eye contact with me. The hens were on my ass though. But the Tom never busted me behind the grain bin because he was a little bit farther out. But these hens were just, I mean, if that Tom would have came into those hens, it would have been so cool.
Yeah.
That's a tough shot. Yeah, and we sat that blind not that morning, but the morning before, because we had birds roosted there, and they were fired up, like almost borderline that other spot we're going to go today, like Jurassic Park. We had about three birds or two birds.
There was two birds sub 150 roosted, and then there was one roosted down the wood line. Mm-hmm. And right, like as like they typically would fly down from roost, like right when they were like about to fly down, I yelped and they all fired off, all three of them. And I was like, okay, like we'll just be quiet. And then I'm going to give them 10, 15. And then the next gobble we hear should be on the ground working our way, because they're 100 yards away. Like there's like my brain went, they're going to think the hen's down here and they're just going to go and follow the hen. And they'd come right past our blind. But no, they landed on the ground, and for the next like 2 hours just gobbled, and the gobble never moved. It was like they were just standing below their tree gobbling.
And then we heard clucking too from
and then we hens. Yeah, we heard the hens kind of putting around, and I was like and now to thinking about it, like those two hens that were sub 10 of me, it had to have been the hens that were with them that morning, because that Tom wouldn't go anywhere unless the hens went there.
Right.
I mean, as the hens would move towards me, he'd move like a little bit closer. I think the hens would have had to walk past me 50 to 100 yards for that Tom to come into 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of how that's kind of how he was reacting to their body movement. So now thinking about it, I should have like set up almost a little bit farther back, hoping that the hens walk past me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah.
If I would have missed like a 10-yard, you know, shot or something, I would be a little bit more frustrated, but I it was still super cool to put stalks on. And typically every turkey season I miss one before I kill one. Seriously, it is like how it works.
For me at least. You took a tough shot.
I took a tough shot. So I had it coming.
You can't kill it if you don't take the shot.
I had it. Yeah. So I had it coming. Yeah, no joke. Every year, it's like I miss one, and then the next time I go out, I kill one.
Well, you got this week, man.
Yeah.
You got right after this pod.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically the first one's like, and then the second one's like, okay, I missed. I can't miss.
I can attest to that for sure.
Buddy. Exactly. he missed one, and that's why. Example. That's why in our last pod, when he was talking about how he missed and how he's frustrated, I was like, that's just. I can't judge him because it happens to me like almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, 40 yards dead walking away. You probably have that like post thickness of your sight.
Yeah, I had, which.
But if you miss, you miss.
If it wasn't alive, you know, if it wasn't a turkey, if it was a target, I maybe would have, you know, been able to. If it wasn't moving, I should say.
Right.
But he was walking away. He wasn't walking left to right. That's why I felt confident with it. And it was either he's dead or he's walking away alive.
Right. And if you hit that shot, he's going to die right there.
Yeah, that was the fun I had yesterday after church. Happy Easter, guys.
Yeah, happy late Easter.
That's awesome.
It's tough to beat a live hen, though. I mean, just got to chain him up.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. So after you guys had your success, right, so we got out of the blind, and then we walked over, you know, and, you know, bro hugs and high fives and all that.
Yeah.
And so then we're like sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's some birds out in the field over there. And that's, while those Jakes were standing out in the field, probably, I don't know, it was 150 yards away or 200, something like that. And so I'm just like, well, what the heck, you know, bust out the Silhouette Montana decoy and see what we can do, you know? And so it's cool how that thing works, because they weren't alert. Mm-hmm. It didn't, like, they were definitely curious. You know, but I don't, you know, they're all Jakes, so I'm sure they're all wussing out, you know, they're not going to come try beat up a, you know, a Tom all strutted out. Right. But so we sat there for a little bit and then backed out, and then they started kind of working their way up the tree line. It's like, well, couldn't hurt. Let's go see if we can get close, you know? So we worked our way up, and I don't know what, we probably spent 20 minutes or whatever trying to get into position and get into a spot where maybe I could shoot one, but it just wasn't happening. It's too thick. you know, and then so it got to the point where it's just like, all right, well, let's just throw a Hail Mary and see how close, if at all, I can get through all this thick brush and, you know, all that. And they weren't really having it. So, but so that was a little bit of fun. Not only that, like, showed my age a little bit too, because my legs were dead from doing that, crawling like that. Yeah. Like, all day yesterday and the day before, just my legs were so sore. It was just ridiculous. But yeah, so we did that. And then the next day, next morning, the landowner went out with his boy, his 15-year-old. He shot a bird out of that blind. And then
a nice bird, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw those spurs.
Dude, the spurs were unreal.
Hooks.
A good bird. A good bird. And then that evening, the landowner went out to a separate section, just a little bit further north or northwest, and he shot a bird. So, yeah, so there's lots of birds going down. I mean, and that's why, part of why I feel like it's, the season's been really long, because
been killing.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, I think we have like four of our pro staffers now that have all had success. One of them actually shot a bird with his longbow in Nebraska, or with his recurve in Nebraska. And he was all kind of like, oh man, I'm so sorry, because none of our equipment is on that recurve.
Right.
But I'm, it's just like, hard on, dude, a recurve. I don't care. I'm like, that's awesome. Thanks for, you know, it's just awesome that you went out and did that, you know? So, so yeah, so it's been a wild ride already.
It has been.
This season. Damon, you had the opportunity to go out and take photos of the landowner's son's bird. It's been a really fun season. It's been really cool getting the opportunity to meet you. Absolutely. And like hang out with you guys this past weekend and have all these chats and you know, new friendships forged, and now we're talking about some other potential hunts down the road. So we'll see, home and away. You know, you always got a place to turkey hunt when you come here. So
absolutely. We likewise, Montana.
We were talking, that kind of reminds me, is like thinking about how long the season feels like it's already been. I think part of that, the difference between years past and then now, is like years past, I don't turkey hunt every day in a row. You know, like I go out Monday. If I don't have luck, I'll go out like on the weekend. Or like if one of my buddies is going, I'll, you know, maybe film him.
Mm-hmm.
But like this was like we're coming for opener and we're hunting until we kill one. So it's just been like a turkey grind.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it feels like the season's been so long, because we've been waking up every morning for the last week at like 4 a.m. to go hunt turkeys. So it's like after a while, it starts to feel longer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's amazing. It's a blast.
Absolutely. And then the other side of it is I'm here with some of my best friends. So it's like, other than hunting, I want to squeeze in as much like homie to friend time, whatever you want to call it, in that. So I mean, we're staying up till 11 midnight, whatever. So then I'm getting 4 hours of sleep for a week in a row. So I'm just like, Damon's putting me on energy drinks and just pounding two a day. And I drink coffee in the morning, but I'm not a big energy drink guy. But boy, they kept me going this trip, I'll tell you that right now.
You're gonna come rolling into Montana with a Zin in each cheek.
Yep. Both sides.
Double fisting monsters.
Monsters.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It's the turkey grind. If Damon invites you on a hunting trip, just don't give into his bad habits. Yeah. That's what you're saying. That's tough. And deeper into the season you go, the earlier the sun rises, and just the later all your friends want to stay up, and it's just like, oh my gosh, like it's tough. Especially me, I have a lot of non-hunter friends, and it's like, yeah, cool, I'd love to hang out and party all night, but I gotta wake up
at 4 a.m
Yeah, you're right, because late season birds, you have to wake up at like 3:30.
Oh my gosh,
3 a.m because the sun rises at, it's like 5:30, I think.
Yeah.
It's like silly. Really early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the sun's setting at, you know, 9. So I mean, you're hunting summer birds pretty much. Right. Yeah.
I will definitely be coming the first week of the year.
I would. It's a little bit easier too. Oh, it's easier to spot, less greenery.
That's what Damon was talking about. It's like, I would rather hunt the early season 100% ticks. Hot, sweating in the blind.
Mosquitoes.
You got mosquitoes. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'll come opener in the first week and a half every year, because I want nothing to do with ticks. I hate ticks. Yeah. They're the most Ricky was saying, and I 100% agree with it, the most disgusting little thing on this planet. Mm-hmm. They serve no purpose.
Correct.
And Yeah, I'll try and stay away from them as much as I possibly can.
I'm like either like Minnesota, it depends, because some of our, like this year has been a good early
season.
Has probably been our best early season in a while, because normally like I was worried when I was looking at the weather, like the first week of Turkey Island in Minnesota, like typically it's like really cold, there's sometimes snow. Yep. It just can be kind of not fun. Mm-hmm. But then late season can be like super hot, really early mornings, mosquitoes, ticks. And then that's not really fun either. So planning like a week period where it's like kind of perfect is kind of hard. So luckily our early season this year was pretty good for his arrival.
It's definitely been uncharacteristic. I mean, we usually have, you know, a big storm.
Yeah.
Sometime in April that pushes them back a little bit, you know. And
if it's not snow, it's rain.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been, the weather's definitely been in our favor, with the exception of this morning.
Yeah, we got dumped on this morning.
But we'll try to see if we can get out tomorrow morning, depending on the weather. If not tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. But the plan is still to try to get out Thursday. Me and Hollywood and Rory.
Yeah, I'll wake up early.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, what's the plan here? Are we doing morning for sure? Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no doubt. You want to be there morning? I'm gonna look at the weather now.
No doubt.
Hollywood, you gotta tell your story or what?
And then,
or is that not for the pod?
Yeah, no. So we're so now that is all done,
what's up?
Hollywood's got a little adventure he wanted to tell us about.
20% chance in the morning.
Tomorrow
morning.
I told you it would change.
That means we have an 80% chance of no rain.
And it's supposed to stop at 9 a.m. again.
Well, hopefully it just doesn't rain.
Wednesday morning's going to be a banger if Tuesday
sucks. Yeah, and then I'm going to be like, you know, maybe I'll just stay one more day.
My girlfriend's going to be like, is this kid ever going to leave our couch?
Oh, jeez.
I'm just kidding.
We'll be recording part three next Monday. Yes.
You know I'll go, too. Like,
Joey
Tuesday
is
won't
still
work.
Procrastinating. He's still here.
Welcome to the range. We have a new host, Joey Visser. Hollywood is out.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to get home, and I'm going to see him looking around the neighborhood, seeing if there's houses for sale.
No, we're going to get home, and your girlfriend's going to have all my stuff packed and ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to pack.
I thought you were leaving today. Oh, no, a couple more days.
Yeah. Maybe one more day.
Besides the point, well, it looks good. I think we should on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure. Now tell us your story, brother.
Okay.
What about – I'm just kidding.
public land me. The wife has been trying for the last year now. She wants to shoot anything really with a bow. And so last year I brought her out and it was all skunked just from public land pressures. And then this year we've been seeing a lot of birds up by our property. Usually our property is pretty garbage. You got wolves, coyotes, I mean, raccoons, you name it, whatever that can scare a bird away, it's going to do it. And that's just not very conducive for birds up there. But we've been seeing a lot just in a state forest land just south of the property. So gave it the old Hail Mary and, you know, arrived a little late just because I wanted to be mobile and then also know, okay, like, where are they gobbling? Like, what's going to happen here? So
taking one on a Johnny's book, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, late for me, that's like, you know, I mean, still is like minute before shooting light. And I'm just like, all right, and, you know, getting her out of bed. Whole nother story. Here one pop off and we're like, okay, well, that's quite a ways in there. And where we were, there's tribal lands and then there's state park and then there's state forest. And so he was in the mix of state park and tribal lands and his only one gobble. So packed up, ran out of there, went south to another piece of state land. And I was like, all right, let's get up into this section here. Nope, there's already a guy there. Back out, there's another parking spot, so go there. And this is just like, you know, typical me on a public land crap show. Trails just flooded, tons of water. So I'm like, well, we're tracking. No blind either, because I'm just like, I don't want to carry a blind around for a place I've never been. And so we're just carefully walking through this water and then clear the water finally, yelping as I go, just like you kind of were.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure I don't bust something up. Boom, one lights off and it's like sub 100 yards. And
<Ooh. laughs>
then another one goes off and another one. And I'm like, oh my God, like tell her to stop. I'm like, see that log right there? Get there. I'm like, just get in the woods now. We're on a, you know, logging trail. So it's just wide open. And I'm like, this is like crazy. I'm just panicking, like throw the backpack down. And mind you, I did bring the recurve too. And so
nice.
Yeah. Been practiced 2 weeks into owning a recurve. Throw the backpack down, start pulling, you know, decoys out, put one on a stake. And I did have like a lookout hen or whatever, but I said, F it, no stake. I'm just putting it on the ground, make it look like a lay down, jump into the tree line and hope, basically. So I'm giving them a little bit of work with the clucks and purrs and whatnot. And these two over here are still just hammering. This one went silent. So we got one over our left shoulder, it went silent. Two here, they're just going. And you start seeing them running through the trees, and it's heavily woods. So you just see the chest bouncing. I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Like, and I tell her real quick, because they hung up for a second, like 60 yards in the thickest stuff. I'm like, get over here, like by me, just because there's nice, you know, two shooting lanes they can make. And all of a sudden a hen pops up. So I'm like, great. Now we're dealing with the live decoy deal again. Yeah. We got one live hen in the mix. So these two, they come in and they're 20 yards away, just on the other side of the road in the thick stuff. And they're looking, I'm like, oh gosh, like please just break that tree line. And they just kind of walked around slow, quarter strut, and tail fan came up. I'm like, she's getting to see the whole thing finally. Cause last year, again, it like, we never really got ever this close. She's never been this close. Never felt the like thumping. that whole thing, like when they gobble and everything, it just gets you going. Mm-hmm. Then they start spitting and she's like, what are they doing? I'm like, that's spitting. I'm like, it's pretty sweet. Like mm-hmm. I haven't seen them spit or heard them spit mm-hmm. yet either. So I was like, this is sweet. We're getting the whole dance. And then the hen kind of breaks up going this way. She's moving right to left. The two other toms, they start following her. And they cut in pretty close, but I'm like, don't shoot. Because they seemed like they knew something was up. And so shotgun, this would have been done. But she wants to do it the hard way. She wants to do the bow. Won't touch the shotgun. I'm like, okay, whatever. So they walk past. Start going to the left. And now they've cleared like 30 yards. They're gone. And then I hear another one pop off again over my shoulder. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I look, and they're still fanned up over here. Now all three are together. And then some time passes. All of a sudden, she's like turned around. She's like, they're right there, like 20 yards behind us now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like stuck because I'm like, I can't move. I don't want to move. No yeah. blind. And I'm just lightly calling. They're still popping off. They still got the hen. So I have her turn around. So she's facing them as they're working their way in. And then all of a sudden, they start walking away again, coming back this way. So they circled us. I'm like, watching. Finally, I can see them again. And I'm just watching go this way. She's still facing behind me. I'm like, it's probably fine because if they come back around, there's enough brush where we can get her turned back. I'm sitting there and just so focused over here. And I have like an 8-minute video of this. And it's so crap because just, you know, they circled us, didn't know they were right there. It's just garbage, but you can still kind of get the idea. Like, I'm pinned on these birds. And then I hear, like, just a little rustle of leaves off to my right side. And she's right where Rick is. And she's facing this way. And I look over and I'm like, oh, my God. There's a freaking just monster tom standing at the decoys right behind her. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh no!
I was so bummed. I'm just defeated because you know how it is when they're that close. No blind. And I did have like a broadhead on the recurve, like ready. But I'm like, this is all her. Like she's got to kill first. Mm-hmm. So he's like quarter strut, like looking at these decoys. I'm like, I feel like an idiot right now. Like get a shotgun, you just swing on him and just dump.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Dump him. But he's just kind of spitting again. Never beats up the decoys either. Because I was waiting for that. I'm like, okay, as long as he beats him up, like, yeah, we got this bagged. Mm-hmm. And so he's, like, kind of just working around. I'm like, okay, turn. And, like, I'm telling her, like, in the video, you can hear me say, stop, go. Because she's, like, trying to turn back around. Mm-hmm. But there's a tree up against her shoulder here. There's a tree, like, right here. So she's, like, wedged, trying to get around this tree. And I was like, okay, try and draw. Because he's like now starting to get disinterested. I don't know how we got away with this much movement. This is stupid. Like this right. never works. They see that movement, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And so he's like slowly walking away. And I'm like, draw. She's like, I can't. Like, because that tree. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, move a little bit more. She's like struggling to get it back. Because she's like Griffin now. Yeah. Where when you said that, I'm like, oh my God, this is so like similar to my story. Like, she, her elbows collapsed, and she finally gets back, and I'm like trying to get him to stop, and he's just like looking over but kind of walking away. I could see the angle of her bow, and I'm like, higher, higher, and he's only 10 yards away. Again, we, no distance here at all. Mm-hmm. Like, higher. She just, I'm like, okay, just aim right towards butt. You know, that's all you got. Lets one fly right in the dirt. I'm like, God.
Shoot.
Dang. I mean, I can't blame her because she had like these trees like just pinned, and it's just like, yeah, her knees are facing like this way, yet she's like trying, mm-hmm, to rotate. She's only bow hunted for like a year now, and mm-hmm, you don't ever practice like
in, no,
like you'll practice
real world situations.
Yeah, I have her practice on the knees and like sitting down and all this stuff, but when do you have like two trees you're pinned in and, you know, can move at the speed of a snail? You, yeah, know, it's rare, and your heart's just beating. And so, yeah, she missed, and he just walked away. It kind of starts putting like the, mm-hmm, your hen did. And, yeah, all of a sudden, these two over here, they shut up, and they fully circle us at this point, and they meet up with him, and they're gone.
Oh, like, oh, my God. That's really cool. I mean, that's like, a cool story.
That experience, now that, yeah, she got to experience that, though.
Oh, we're driving back. She's like, I want to go again. Like, I want to go this weekend.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, good.
Of course. Like, because that's what I tried getting her last year. And she's, you know, she, toward the end, she's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. You know, just because all the public, yeah, land is just, like, ruined.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to me, it's just heartbreaking because it's like, we're that close on public land. Mm-hmm. And, like, these birds did, like, I don't think I've worked the turkey so well in my life. You know, only year four of me doing this. And, like, everything went to plan. Minus them circling us and no blind.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know, in a blind, it would have been a totally different story, but it's just one of those deals where it just happened like that. And
still an awesome story.
That's, yeah, a success story in my book. I mean, honestly, like you said, without a blind, you know, for her to be able to swing around like that, you know, and I don't know, just awesome. That's really cool. And I'm, yeah, and I think now she's got a little bit of the bug too.
Oh,
and
she does. Cause she's all amped up. Just like, yeah, I was telling her, I'm like, oh, yeah, this Joey that came in, I'm like, he's got the same thing. Once he heard that first, or like he and she now, like when you hear that, like the thunder, like the, mm-hmm, thunder chicken, like that gobble when it's close, it's just, dude, like, oh my God. Like, yeah, I told her, I'm like, this is what makes you come back, yeah, like this every time. So she's all fired up to go again, which, mm-hmm, is great. But it's just like, God, the what ifs, you know, like, yeah, if we didn't turn around, if they didn't circle us, like all that stuff, it just sucks.
Good job. You, I mean, you did about everything I think you probably could have, you know, and it's just that's just the way it is. You know, the stuff that you can't control just wasn't there, you know,
right.
Solid effort. I mean, and the fact that she got a shot is not to discredit your ability as a turkey hunter, but it's pretty miraculous in my mind.
Right.
You guys were able to make it happen. A little combination of some luck and, yeah, some skill.
Well, you know? Again, you never get away with that much movement.
Right.
Like, especially on public land when they're pressured birds. Right. You know, these birds have probably been, yeah, shot,
crazy,
at.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and there's, mm-hmm, another guy out there hunting too. So I'm, yeah, like, sweet. And we just totally ripped his birds away from him. Like, maybe, maybe not.
But yeah.
I really wanted to go up there. So, it was, you know, there was a reason, right, that we couldn't go that way. But
right.
It was sweet. I mean, and us as like experienced bow hunters, like we know like when to move and whatnot. So like, she's only year two into it. Like, she's hunted, she's killed a bigger deer than I ever have. So like, mm-hmm, she's done that with the guns, but like bow hunting is still pretty fresh. And then especially that way, like I was just like, man, I'm so sorry. This is a terrible setup. But we went out yesterday and, you know, we had 100 yards away, she's all amped up again. You could
just, mm-hmm, experiencing that with your wife too is just,
yeah, awesome. I know it was,
but that's great. How it always works. And we talked about this, the only reason that happened to you is because you didn't have a blind.
Yeah,
if you would have had a blind chair set up,
if Damon wouldn't have brought his bow today, we probably would have seen turkeys.
100%.
Yeah,
I ruined today's hunt, and you not bringing the blind.
Oh my gosh,
ruined it. Well, then I set up the blind yesterday, you know, and you can hear him popping off all around us, and you know, he was hung up. Like, we spotted one roosting, and I'm like, great, that's right where I wanted to be. So we kind of had to move, didn't want to set up under the roost. And then, you know, same thing, he's going off again, but just like you, it's like, just gobble and gobble and gobble and just sit there. I'm like, I guarantee he's trying to look for the decoy, or he's already got a hen. And then finally I heard a hen, and I'm like, shit. Like, you know, it's pretty hard to beat that. So, yeah, so this, I feel the same. Like, we've talked so much turkey. Like, this season feels just so long, and I feel like there's no time left because,
yeah,
I mean, myself, I'm going on the Superior Hiking Trail this weekend. So Friday through Sunday, I'm out. And then Thursday, we do have that chance, but
yep.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it might just be you and I. If I know Rory, I mean, he's going to miss the time. Show up late out there, just don't bother.
Right, exactly.
So, and then the weekend after, we always do a trap shooting tournament. And so I'm like, I'm burning like two good weekends mm-hmm. back to back. And so I think Saturday night on the 5th, we're going to rip up there, try to do it again.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You'll be on that late season grind.
Yeah, I think so.
Ticks up.
Because I was telling her, I was like,
pulling ticks off your body.
I was like, this is what's going to suck. It's like a little cold. This weekend up there, especially 30 degrees, but like now we're going to have mosquitoes, ticks, more water, more hunters, all the greenery, like just gets tougher. It gets hard to pull them off birds too.
Yeah.
It gets really
hard.
Start
grabbing hens and stuff.
But the good thing is, guys, she's like, cause we could see this, like all three toms like looked at my decoy, like, man, that thing looks like shit, man. Like, and so she's like hitting me. She's like, you need a new decoy. I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. You're right. I totally need to do new decoy.
Dave Smith? I need the Dave Smith.
Well, and then she gets back. She's like, oh, my God, check these out. This guy hand paints them. I'm like, I know, Dave Smith. So I'm like, don't need to tell me. So she's looking at Dave Smith.
Should we get the color, the smoke phased one, babe?
That's the one that she saw. And I'm like, you know, it might actually work. You know, no one has that. So
they'll think it's a farm bird. I heard them are prime.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But, yeah, she's like, nah, you need to get a new decoy. I'm like, you're right. I really do. What about those boots? I think I need boots too.
Yeah. did your ankles hurt when we were hiking after the birds?
Yeah, I mean,
it's gonna drop $1,000 on a
wife's approval.
Yeah, exactly.
Love triangle from Dave Smith.
Dave Smith. Yeah, exactly. Good Lord. I mean, she's already dripped out in Sitka, so she's got that. So now it's the decoys problem.
Dripped out.
Maybe that's the cheat code. You just get your wife into hunting, and then you can buy more hunting gear.
It's working, guys. She never says no to my purchases so far, so
it's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And she's more into it, so she's amped.
Win-win.
I just definitely. I just feel like I don't want to go this weekend hiking. But I haven't for 4 years. I'm like, do I not?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough.
Go hiking with a bow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bring my bow for a walk.
Yeah. This weekend was tough for me to go out Friday and not be able to get out Saturday and Sunday. I was just like, oh man, you know, I'm sitting there thinking like, how can I talk my wife into going out Easter morning? And then I'm like, nope, not even going.
I even
there.
Texted you. I was like, yep. Are we hunting in the morning?
Yeah. I was like, Susan goes, who are you texting? I was like, oh, it's Damon. She's like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, nothing. No, I was like, yeah, he's wants to go out turkey hunting tomorrow morning, but, and she just kind of looked at me and she goes, yeah, good choice.
That's when you go, he wants to go turkey hunting, and just stop it there, and depend on how she reacts is how you know what your decision is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm a grown man. I can make my own decisions, right?
Yeah.
And if all push came to shove, I could have gone turkey hunting Easter morning, but I don't want things to be difficult for myself.
The Easter bunny wouldn't be happy.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like, you only get so many chips that you get to cash in, right?
Yeah.
And so you start abusing that, and then it's like, now it becomes a problem, right? So
you gotta keep the family happy.
Yep. So as long as you keep it, you know, like, balanced, then it's never a problem. You know what I mean? Then there's never any, like, concern about whether I be able to go or not.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I can be like, hey, I'm booking this hunt for, you know, South Dakota or North Dakota or Montana or whatever this week, you know, and it's like, all right, cool, you know, no problems. So,
yeah, I usually run into the issue. She's like a huge Halloween person. And we all know my wife is too. Like,
I hate Halloween, dude.
Same.
My target buck showed up.
Yeah.
In daylight last year because I was cooking burgers for my girlfriend. I mean, that's not anything against her.
Yeah.
They were good burgers. I always tell her. But he showed up.
It's always a fight. Like, not an actual fight. It's just like, you know, she wants me there, but I'm like,
been there, brother.
But there's a lot of deer that are running right now. So, like, thankfully, a couple of years ago, I actually did kill a buck on it. So, like, busted home real quick. And I'm like, hey, I'm here. Like, yep, killed. You so got it. We're good. Yeah.
I'm going to be a hunter for Halloween this year.
Exactly.
Again.
Yep. Year 20. Here we
Throw
go.
Throw my camo on.
My
here's
issue
some,
is
here's
that
some doe ears for you, honey. I love it. A little deer.
My issue is that, like, Halloween, like, I would love to hunt Halloween morning, but my spot's 3 hours away, so right, I can't just go sit the morning and be home for trick-or-treaters. You know, you got to dedicate your whole day pretty much.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Even then, November 1st is just killer, too. So no, it's like, I don't want to burn any of that up. So,
yeah.
Sucks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I handed my last Snickers out and then got straight to the truck.
Throw in the bowl. Here you go, man.
Here you go. I'm going hunting.
Free Snickers.
Well, I can see you guys are amped up and fired up to get back out into the blind, so we'll cut it short
my
here.
Pants.
But, yeah, me too.
Floating.
Honestly. No water there.
Me too. I'm starting to get, now that my core is warmed up, I'm starting to get a little sweaty over here. So, thanks again, guys, for coming
on.
Thanks
so
again for this
me.
Week.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a blast, and I hope we can definitely get out and do some more stuff down the road in the future.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just been a great time. Good new friends.
Yes.
Relationships. And you know, of course, when you get ready to get those new strings on your bow, holler at us. We'll get you covered there.
Absolutely.
Actually, we could probably just get them to you now so you have a set for when you're ready.
Awesome.
But you got a couple of bear hunts coming up.
I do.
And so that'll be cool.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Keep in touch with us on that.
We will.
And we'll, you know, we'll be sharing some of that content. And so, yeah.
One last note. So this entire like hunt will be on Dialed's YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this and you want to see
everything we talk about,
yes. The turkeys gobbling at 8 to 10 yards, them running in, mud flying off their feet, gobbling, shooting it.
Mediocre shot.
Mediocre shot, doubling up, reaction, all that stuff, head to Dialed YouTube in like a week.
It's going to be, it is the National Geographic of hunting turkeys. This footage
it's
is absolutely incredible.
I'm amped because I haven't seen any of it. I've only seen a couple of pictures where I'm like,
I was talking to Taylor. I'm like, this might be a long video because I don't know if I'm gonna be able like not include all the footage that we shot. You know,
was he fine with it?
He's, I don't know. I haven't looked at my phone, but
create two versions. You know, have a short form version and a
with turkeys. I'll probably do like. It'll probably be a 5 to 6 minute video of like the key points. Right. But, this footage will live on for years to come. So stoked.
Sweet.
Yes. So keep an eye on that. And we'll of course share that some of that, teaser content when it comes out too on the Range podcast, Instagram and Facebook channels, Vapor Trail channels as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. If you would like to watch this episode, you can see it on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. Make sure you head over, give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And of course, if you're listening, give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do. I feel like the Micro Machine Man over here. You guys probably don't know who that is. Mm-mm. Back in the 80s, there was a you know, Micro Machines are like little tiny cars.
Yeah.
And the guy that did the commercial talked really fast, like blah, 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 blah. That's what I feel like right now.
Every time you say that last part of like saying bye to the, like, it is the exact same to a T.
Yeah.
Your hands are like this, you're talking, and then the last part, only 5 stars would do you look over, like to a T.
Yeah. Because that's when
practice.
We say,
it's like brushing your teeth in the morning.
That's when Hollywood says, and with that,
we're going to pack up our bows. All go to the range. These two will go to the blind.
And arrows. Bring more than one, please.
Yep.
Yeah,
we do.
Will do.
And like that.
And we're hitting the turkey range.
Yeah.
The turkey woods.
Turkey woods.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, boys.
Peace.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
I saw this app.
I got a hit.
In the new limited series, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, David Harbour, and Linda Cardellini star as three suburbanites who spice up their love lives.
Wow.
Don't miss the new HBO original limited series, DTF St. Louis, premiering March 1st on HBO Max.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.